The following episode of Bear Podcast is dedicated to the memory of Jeff Cochran, a brother who was lost too soon. Bear Podcast! Bear Podcast! Now we are here with the Bear Podcast. Here comes the Nard and Excalibur with the Bear Podcast. It's been 40 episodes. Can you fucking believe it? It's Bear Podcast, episode 40. God, okay, that was too gay for me.
Hello everyone, this is Nard.
And this is Xanadu Freak X the Cali Bear.
Okay. Why Xanadu?
Oh, well, why not? Hey, it's your 40th episode, why not do something crazy? So, yeah. For some reason, Xanadu was the first thing that popped into my head.
Oh, okay.
Welcome to episode 40 of Bear Podcast.
Welcome.
Everyone.
Thank you for downloading, guys, and I'm glad you guys are downloaded this. Yeah, it's number 40 and
40 episodes already. I can't believe it.
I can't believe it. Yeah, it's kind of surprising. It's still going on.
So yeah, so the Nard, in case any of you don't know, he is in the Houston area of Houston, Texas. Mm-hmm. And I am in the San Francisco Bay Area. I'm here right now sipping my green tea in the nude. So
oh my god, really?
Mm-hmm.
I want pictures.
Oh, you want pictures? Yeah. I want videotape of these naked pool parties.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, me, I'm drinking Diet Dr. Pepper, so...
Oh.
Cheers. Okay.
Cheers. There you go. Well, this is going to be an interesting show today because we've actually got... We've got, of course, you know, me being the movie nut, we're going to go over our predictions for the Oscars and everything, but we've got good news and bad news on this episode today.
Okay.
So it's kind of an interesting yin-yang. I guess let's put the bad news out of the way first. Mm-hmm. As I mentioned at the beginning of the Bear Podcast, this episode is dedicated to the memory of Jeff Cochran. This is something that I've been wanting to do for a while, and I'm finally getting around to doing it. Jeff Cochran is a bear from San Francisco who, on December 28th, he unfortunately lost the battle to cancer. Recently, on January 21st, there was a memorial for him in San Francisco, and I was not able to attend the memorial. I had to be called in to work, so I wanted to do something special.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I wanted to dedicate this episode to him, but we received some shocking news today on my journal.
I was looking around at the Friends and Friends list in LiveJournal, and I saw that Bob Sporong passed away in California when he was visiting his dad. And it's really sad that I found out about this from Sonora and Bear.
And I found out from Big Red Paul.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's pretty sad that we are having to lose Bear Brother. So,
and what a way to go! I mean, he hit his head. He was climbing on some rocks and he hit his head, and that's what did him in. And he was there visiting. He was visiting there with his father, trying to set up something because his father has Parkinson's. And
He's just there visiting a friend. So I would like to extend our condolences to the friends and family of Bob.
And I also want to extend my condolences to the friends and families of Jeff Cochran, and also want you to know that this episode is dedicated to the spirit of Jeff.
Yes, and of course Bob. And just to probably we should do a moment of silence.
Most certainly, yes.
Okay. Yeah, this is let us think of Jeff and Bob.
I think you have some Oscar predictions, and your yes. fans are waiting for you.
I know. Oscar predictions, a.k.a. the Gay Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
The Oscars are March 5th. The nominations came out on the 30th. I believe, no, it was today. The nominations came out today on the 31st. The nominations for the Razzies came out on the 30th, which are the anti-Oscars. And all I got to say is, thank God Tom Cruise got nominated for Worst Actor for War of the Worlds. Applause to the Razzie Foundation for that.
Yeah, War of the Worlds. I didn't like it that much at all either.
I hated it.
Okay.
I just flat out hated the movie.
The effects are good, but the stories, I don't know.
Now, for my Oscar predictions, what I'm going to do is I'm only going to go over certain categories. If I were to go over every single category, we would be here forever, and I don't want to do that. I have sent Maynard my complete list of predictions. If you want to see it, pester him.
Okay. I'll put it on the website. I'll put a link to it.
But what we're going to do is I'm going to name off the major categories, mm-hmm. and then I'm going to say who I want to win, and then who I think that the Oscar voters are going to pick, because let's face it, the Oscars are very political.
Yeah,
I've been
true.
Studying them since 1991. Now, I'm going to have some controversial choices in this list. And when I get to those controversial choices, I will explain why I made the choices that I did.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay?
All right, go ahead.
So let's start with Best Actor. The nominations for Best Actor are Philip Seymour Hoffman for Capote, Terrence Howard for Hustle and Flow, Heath Ledger for Brokeback Mountain, Joaquin Phoenix for Walk the Line, and David Strathairn for Good Night and Good Luck.
Now, the only one that I haven't seen there is Terrence Howard, the mm-hmm. Hustle and Flow.
Yeah, I haven't seen Hustle and Flow either. I've heard it's good, mm-hmm. but I haven't seen it. If I were to choose the Oscar winner, my choice, of course, would go to Joaquin Phoenix for Walk the Line.
Oh, yeah, I like his acting there.
However, I don't think they're going to give it to him. I think that they are going to give the Oscar to Philip Seymour Hoffman for his incredibly scary portrayal of Truman Capote.
It was very scary. He's and I can't believe he's got a very low voice, and he's doing falsetto.
Well, that's how Truman Capote spoke. He had the mannerisms of Truman Capote perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a sneaking suspicion since Truman Capote. Well, they both are icons in entertainment. That's the thing. I mean, Truman, they both contributed so much, but I think they're going to give it to Philip Seymour Hoffman over Joaquin Phoenix.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Best Supporting Actor. The nominees are George Clooney for Syriana, Matt Dillon for Crash, Paul Giamatti for Cinderella Man, Jake Gyllenhaal for Brokeback Mountain,
mm-hmm.
and William Hurt for A History in Violence. My predictions are, if I were to give the Oscar out, I would give it to Matt Dillon for Crash. However, I think they're going to give it to George Clooney for Syriana.
I haven't seen Syriana.
I haven't seen Syriana either, but I know that the buzz around George Clooney is hot right now. I heard that this is a performance like you've never seen before come out of the man.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, he's won the Golden Globe, and he's also won a couple of other awards for this performance in this film. So something tells me they're going to give it to him.
I keep thinking Ocean's 11.
Well, plus also, I mean, he's a Hollywood icon. He's done a lot, you know, for the Hollywood machine and everything. So, and plus, you know, I mean, look at his lineage. You know, he was born into show business. So,
mm-hmm.
Next category is Best Actress. The nominees are Judi Dench for Mrs. Henderson Presents. This one I was surprised. Felicity Huffman for Transamerica actually got nominated. Congratulations to Felicity Huffman.
Mm-hmm.
Keira Knightley for Pride and Prejudice. Charlize Theron for North Country. And Reese Witherspoon for Walk the Line.
Okay.
Going to say, not only would I give it to Reese Witherspoon, but I think they're going to also do that. Reese Witherspoon's a shoo-in.
She really did a good job in that Walk the Line, and
plus also with her, it's the Julia Roberts vote. When Julia Roberts won for Erin Brockovich, I mean, not to take anything away from her performance in that film, I thought she was incredible in Erin Brockovich because mm-hmm. she played so against type. At the same time, it was a career Oscar because she's contributed so much to Hollywood over the years that they were also acknowledging her career. Mm-hmm. Reese Witherspoon's done the same thing. So it's time to acknowledge her.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. One thing I've noticed this year that there's actually a lot of young faces in the nominations for the actors. You don't see the standards. Like, Russell Crowe is nowhere around. Nicole Kidman's nowhere around or anything. There's a lot of young, fresh faces this year for the nominations, and I'm glad that the Oscars has decided to acknowledge young actors.
And no
really
Tom
am.
Cruise.
No Tom Cruise, thank God. Yeah, so if they would have nominated him, I would have went apeshit crazy like he did on Oprah.
Uh-huh.
Now, for supporting actress, the nominations are Amy Adams for Junebug, Kathleen Keener for Capote, Frances McDormand for North Country, Rachel Weisz for, I hope I'm pronouncing that last name right, for The Constant Gardener, and Michelle Williams for Brokeback Mountain. If I were to vote, my vote would go to Michelle Williams for Brokeback Mountain. Just that scene alone when she finally confronts Heath Ledger in the kitchen about with the fishing pole, that's a great scene.
Oh, yeah,
scene.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was an excellent scene.
That was a good scene. I was wondering if that part was really in the book, though. I mean, I'm just wondering.
No,
yeah, I haven't read the book yet, but
yeah, I haven't read the short story it's based on or anything. Yeah. So, but I thought that was a great moment for her.
That's right.
However, Rachel Weisz is getting all the awards. She's she is just sweeping up all the awards. So, why not, you know, the Oscar as well? So, I have a sneaking suspicion that they're going to give it to Rachel Weisz,
mm-hmm.
even though I would pick Michelle Williams over her. Okay, next category: Best Animated Film. There's a lot of good animation that came out last year, but only three movies got nominated for Best Animated Film. The nominees are Howl's Moving Castle,
mm-hmm.
Tim Burton's The Corpse Bride, and Wallace and Gromit in The Curse of the Were-Rabbit.
Yeah, I would think Wallace and Gromit?
Yeah, I think not only would I give it to Wallace and Gromit, but I think they're going to give it to it as well. Out of the three, don't get me wrong, all three of them are incredible. Howl's Moving Castle is a movie that came from, can't remember his name right now, but he was the guy who did Spirited Away and Kiki's Delivery Service and all those great Japanese animated movies.
I didn't like Tim Burton's Corpse Bride. I didn't like it.
I did, but I mean, artistic-wise, yeah, it's great. It was kind of lean on the plot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there were a couple of other animated movies that came out last year that I probably would have nominated over The Corpse Bride, but... thank God Chicken Little was not nominated. If Chicken Little would have been nominated, I would have been mad.
Uh-huh.
But, I'm going to say Wallace and Gromit. Besides, Wallace and Gromit are the darlings of the Oscar anyway. They've won Oscars in the past for their animated shorts, and Wallace and Gromit was just pure genius. So,
I still have to see that. I want to see that.
Oh, it comes out on DVD February 7th.
Yeah.
Rent it. It's great. Oh, God, it was so funny.
Mm-hmm.
Nominees for Best Director are Ang Lee for Brokeback Mountain,
okay.
Bennett Miller for Capote, Paul Haggis for Crash, George Clooney for Good Night and Good Luck. George Clooney's been nominated for two Oscars this year.
For different movies, too.
For different movies, yes. Mm-hmm. And Steven Spielberg for Munich. Not only would I give the award to this man, but I think that they are going to give the award to Ang Lee for Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah.
He should have gotten it for Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
And he did that too, huh? Okay.
Yeah, and he didn't get it for Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. So it's time to acknowledge him. I also, at the same time, won't be surprised if they acknowledge George Clooney here because they love acknowledging actors turned director.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, look at Clint Eastwood and also look at Kevin Costner. So,
how about Mel Gibson?
And Mel Gibson, yes.
Yeah.
So, but... I have a sneaky suspicion it'll go to Ang Lee for Brokeback Mountain. Best Original Screenplay. The nominations are Crash, Good Night and Good Luck, Match Point, The Squid and the Whale, and Syriana.
Match Point?
Match Point, yeah, Woody Allen's movie.
Okay, all right.
If I had to choose, I would give it to Crash.
Oh, yeah, I like Crash. Crash was really good, really, very good. Yeah. Yeah.
However, I think they're going to give it to Syriana because of the subject matter.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And plus, also, since Syriana wasn't nominated for Best Picture, this is the best that it can do, so give it to Syriana.
Mm-hmm.
Nominations for Best Adapted Screenplay. The nominees are Brokeback Mountain, Capote, The Constant Gardener, A History of Violence, and Munich. Not only do I think it belongs to Brokeback Mountain, but I think that they are going to give it to Brokeback Mountain, and here's the reason why. And here's where the controversial choice comes in.
Why?
Okay.
Because it's gay? No.
I honestly do not think the Motion Picture Academy is going to give Brokeback Mountain Best Picture, and here's the reason why.
Okay.
When the nominations came out today when we're recording this, it's January 31st. When the nominations came out today, Straight America had a huge uproar when Brokeback Mountain got nominated for 8 awards. The religious right went apeshit, and all of the homophobes in America went apeshit, accusing Hollywood of shoving a gay agenda down America's throat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as I mentioned earlier, the Oscars are all about politics. Yes, everybody in Hollywood is pretty much left-wing and liberal. However, Oscars care more about ratings. Every year, the ratings have been dipping on the Academy Awards. And they rely on a lot of those ratings from Middle America.
Okay.
If they throw the Oscar for Best Picture to a pro-gay film, the translation in Middle America anti-homosexual mind will be, oh my God, they really are trying to shove the gay agenda down our throat. We don't want to support the Oscars anymore, and they lose ratings that way. Mm-hmm. And the Oscars will lose the respect from Mom and Pop Joe.
But won't it cut both ways, though? It could.
It does cut both ways, but the thing is
they would not cut at all.
Yeah, pissed off 10% of the population over the rest of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very interesting tightrope. But if you give Brokeback Mountain Best Adapted Screenplay and don't give it Best Picture, then that's acknowledgement enough.
Yeah.
So with that, like I said, it's a very controversial stance, but that's how Oscar works, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. They care about ratings. Ratings are huge for them. So, and plus also, they don't like controversy. They don't.
Yeah.
So
pretty passive.
Exactly. They're very passive. Yeah. So that leads to the nominations of Best Picture,
okay,
which are Brokeback Mountain, Capote, Crash, Goodnight and Good Luck, and Munich. I honestly want Brokeback Mountain out of that whole list to win. I would love it if Brokeback Mountain won. That's
oh,
my
yeah.
choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too, of course.
However, they're not going to do it. I honestly
you have to think of the reality, and you know. And
exactly.
I would understand if they don't want any controversy. Yeah.
Exactly. That, unfortunately, is the reality. I honestly think that if they are going to give it to a movie, it's three possible choices in this list. I think out of all the three of them, Capote is the dark horse. They could give it to Crash. However, not a lot of people really cared for that film. I was actually surprised to see Crash get nominated because it was a mixed. There was a very mixed reaction to that film.
So it's either racism or gay agenda, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
I honestly think because of the subject matter and because of the time that it was dealing with, and because the movie subject matter is relevant to what is going on today, I think it's going to go to Munich.
Oh, because the other two are too controversial or something?
It could go to Munich. Mm. It could possibly go to Good Night and Good Luck because it dealt with, you know, a newspaper reporter taking on, not a newspaper reporter, but a news anchor taking on McCarthy and the
yeah.
McCarthyism.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
But because of the bleak subject matter of Munich and because it was about a terrorist act and about how people went after the terrorists and basically, you know, they had the same mindset as the terrorists, but they were doing it out of vengeance and everything and vigilantism.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to go to Munich. I did not see Munich. I refuse to see Munich because it's a subject matter that I'm just not interested in seeing on film, to be honest with you.
Oh, really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I had a hard time sitting through Schindler's List, and I was told that it's even harder to sit through this film. So
yeah.
I really don't want to see it.
When I was watching Munich, you know, Eric Bana, I was
when he was getting shot at and stuff like that. I was waiting for him to turn to the Hulk.
That would have been interesting.
Yeah, you know, it's just...
It would have been a completely different... Then it would have been a Steven Spielberg movie at that point. At least the movie Steven Spielberg used to make.
Yeah.
So, one last mention about the Oscars before we move on with this episode. I always give out what I call the Snub of the Year Award.
Ah, okay.
And the Snub of the Year Award, there's always runner-ups and everything, but there's always something that was majorly snubbed at the Oscars. This year, there were three things that were majorly snubbed, in my opinion, at the Oscars.
Okay.
Let's go from smallest to the largest. First of all, Star Wars Episode III, Revenge of the Sith, was not nominated for Best Special Effects, Best Sound, or Best Sound Editing. That's a shock.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure all Star Wars fans and even people who are into special effects movies out there will agree that out of the entire saga, Star Wars Episode III had the best special effects. Just the lightsaber battle between Anakin and Obi-Wan alone is an incredible sequence.
Yeah.
And it didn't get nominated. I was shocked. And I was also shocked that the sound didn't get nominated as well. The only nomination that Star Wars Episode III got was Best Makeup. And I'm sitting here and I'm going... That makeup in that movie was nothing new. We've seen it in the past, you know.
Yeah, like Darth Vader.
Yeah, I mean,
just the helmet. Okay.
I was like, whoop-de-doo, you know. That, you know, acknowledge it for something that was impressive in that movie. You know, to me, the makeup was been there, done that. You know.
Yeah.
So.
But don't forget the how is Padme?
Oh,
she all right? Because of your anger, you killed her.
Exactly.
No!
Now, snub number two, Ji Yi Zhang for Best Actress for Memoirs of a Geisha.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I've seen that. And mm-hmm.
Yeah, now I know that it was not a favorite of a lot of people. In fact, some people were calling it the Asian version of Showgirls, which cracked me up. However, this was Ji Yi Zhang's first English-speaking role, and I think she did one hell of a job. And unfortunately, she was snubbed, and I'm very sad about that.
Yeah.
However, the biggest snub this year goes to Walk the Line not being nominated for Best Picture. I was shocked when I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly thought that that was going to be a shoe-in for one of the nominations. And I honestly thought that if it would have been nominated, that that would have been the winner, because that would have been the safe vote. But it didn't even get nominated at all, and my jaw dropped into my lap when I saw that. So.
Well, at least they have Reese Witherspoon and Joaquin Phoenix.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. At least they got nominated, yes.
That's right.
So do you agree with my predictions? Are you against my predictions?
Well,
and I'm even asking this to the listening audience. Are you pissed off that I don't think Brokeback Mountain's going to win? Share your opinions with me. I love discussing the politics of Oscar. It's one of my favorite subject matters to discuss.
Oh, gosh.
Feel free to email. Yes.
Oh, I am
such a geek.
You're
yes.
such...
I am such a film geek and proud of it, damn it.
All right.
Feel free to email me, guys, at xcalibear@gmail.com or look me up on Bear411 as EDG5574, or you can even find me on gaydar.com as xcalibear. Give me your opinions. I'm more than happy to listen to them.
Yeah, or you can leave your comments by calling the voicemail line,
206-222-BEAR.
Check it out there.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice.
Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
Okay, I have a cub here.
All right.
A cub in all sense. This is a 23-year-old cub who lives in Albany, California. His name is Richard. You can find him on Bear 411 as Caffeine Man. He is going to IBR and Lazy Bear this year. Let me read you a little bit of his profile. He does have a long profile, so we're not going to read the whole thing. Just going to give you a little taste of him here. He is 23 years old, as he says here. He is a top, and he's into older, which means older people, older than 23 years old, of course.
It's in 24.
No. Yeah, so I guess, yeah. So he's into athletic, stocky, beefy, cub-like bottoms who are non-drug-using, clean, and masculine. He says that kissing gets his motor running. Unfortunately, I've yet to find that out.
Ah, okay.
I'm very He says, I'm very tactile, and I love to touch, rub, massage, cuddle, spoon, hold, wrestle, or whatever you want to call it.
Oh, spooning. That is so sweet.
He's not into barebacking. He is no fan of smoking whatsoever. He also wants no drama. And he's also 100% safe, and he accepts no exceptions and no excuses for that matter.
Oh, okay.
As he says here, if you are built like a truck and you can pick me up, message me. If the words powerlifting has ever entered your vocabulary, message me. And if you don't go to the clubs because you're the bouncer,
ooh, wow.
Message me. And if you have a heart of gold and will treat me right, message me.
Oh, wow.
So, Richard is an incredible guy.
How did you meet him?
I met him on Bear 411, and he just moved to the area, and I said hi, you know, and I saw that he lived in Albany, and Albany is an area I'm very familiar with because that's where my godmother lives.
Uh-huh.
And we got to talking, and I found out through the conversation that Richard is living in the house my godmother used to live in.
Oh, goodness.
It cracked me up so hard. He's so much fun. He is literally the official SF Bear little brother. He is adorable. He's sweet. He's good-natured. He has an absolute heart of gold. We don't want this changed. So if any assholes ever get a hold of this guy, we're going to kill him. So
we will rape him, then kill him. Then
we will kill the assholes. Yes.
Yeah. Then rape him again. No. I'm kidding.
And I just have to say this as well. Richard, hands down, anybody can argue with me on this, but I'm going to make a statement here and say that hands down, out of all the Cubs in the entire San Francisco Bay Area, Richard has the best ass.
Yeah. Ooh, wow.
He has the best ass of all the Cubs I've ever seen in this entire Bay Area.
You've seen it.
I've seen it at Folsom, to be honest with you. He appeared at Folsom wearing nothing but boots and a jock strap, so his ass was out there. And I'm a bottom, but goddamn, I want to top that. You know?
All right.
It was a nice ass. So he is very single, he's very available, and he's an absolute sweetheart. He loves getting to know people and talking to people. Yeah. Check his profile out on Bear 411.
Caffeine,
he's a great
man.
Guy.
He drinks a lot caffeine of coffee?
Man.
I guess so.
he's called Caffeine Man because the way his energy level is, you would swear that he was born in a vat of caffeine.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
He likes Mighty Mouse, too.
He loves Mighty Mouse, yes. That's the thing. It's like the picture on his profile, that shirt that he's wearing, I own that shirt, too.
Oh, okay.
I'm just like, stop copying my wardrobe. But he's a great guy. Check him out.
All right, guys. If you're going to be at IBR, he's going to be there and also at Lazy Bear Weekend.
Yes, yes. And these will be his first times attending IBR and Lazy Bear, so be gentle with him to an extent.
Okay. All right. That's Caffeine Man in Bear 411.
Well, you know, it's been 40 episodes, Maynard, and, you know, since we've kind of reached a little bit of a milestone, we're going to do something special on this episode.
Okay.
I'm turning the tables. It's time to interview the Nard.
Oh, my God.
Yes. It's time to put you under the spotlight. It's time to make you sweat. So I've compiled a list of questions here that I'm going to ask you, and please truthfully answer them, okay?
I'll try my best.
Okay. Here we go. First question, of course, is the obvious question everybody asks. When did you first realize you were gay?
I don't know. When I had a cock in my mouth? No. I'm kidding.
Okay.
No.
How old was this?
I don't know.
How old were you, and were you going to Catholic school at that time?
Let me recall. I don't remember. I mean, first, I think it was just experimenting. Just experimenting and stuff like that, and with probably friends when I was in high school,
mm-hmm.
and I tried dating girls, but it just didn't work, and
mm-hmm.
I guess I, of course, at most of the time I was in denial. But then sometime in college. I pretty much...
No, it's always college.
Yeah, it's always college. It's college that
makes you... There's a time and a place for everything, and it's called college. South Park taught us that nice lesson.
All right, okay.
Now, how did you... When was it that you realized that you were actually interested in bears?
Okay. I've always been, attracted because I see these... because back in Manila, we didn't have too much gay films, but we did have, of course, straight porn. Mm-hmm. And I would see some of them are bearish. Mm-hmm. And then I kind of liked it. And
then you would watch Home Alone and see Richard Karn and start jacking off.
Yeah, pretty
or
much.
Or not Home Alone, but Home Improvement.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, my God, Home Improvement. Yeah, that's right. Richard Karn, yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much it. And then I didn't even know what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I reached, well, when the internet came along, and back in the early 90s, I think, or mm-hmm. mid-90s, then mm-hmm. I found out, oh, those are bears, and I like bears. So that's how pretty much I found out that I like bears.
Cool. So who was your first crush?
Do you remember who your first crush was? Let me see. Does it have to be somebody or an actor or what?
It could be an actor. It could be somebody. Well, let's go with actor. Let's go with actor.
Oh, okay. Way back then, if you guys know ER, the guy there, Abraham Ben Ruby. Back then, when he was Larry Kubiak in...
I was about to say, the Coop.
Larry
Parker
Kubiak
Lewis.
In Parker Lewis Can't Lose.
Oh, he's adorable.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I even knew him before Parker Lewis. He was in this Kentucky Fried Chicken commercial, and he only had one line, and he just would say, chicken? And even in that commercial, I was like, ooh, he's cute. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. God, I'm aging myself.
Oh, gosh, me too. Me too.
So who was the first love of your life?
Let me see. He was my boss in when I was working before in the
Ooh.
Philippines, and I don't know, it just happened. Yeah, he's a shorter Filipino guy. He's stocky and he's pretty much the nearest bearish guy that I could relate to.
Mm-hmm.
Way back then. That was, God, so many years ago. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So when did you actually come out of the closet? I know you're not completely out to your family yet or anything, but when was it that you actually started coming out of the closet?
Oh, probably when I broke up with my girlfriend. That was
good time to do it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. But I didn't come out really, but it's just really I decided. It's pretty much like the decision. Yes, this is it. I'm gay. That's it. So
you broke into a big giant Busby Berkeley musical number, and
uh huh. Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
What kind of kink do you get into?
Okay, kink. I am very, very vanilla.
Okay.
Okay, so not much kink yet. Sorry, guys. No. <Aww.
laughs> Darn, no dirty secrets.
No.
So you don't have a dungeon under your house or anything like that?
No, not at all, no.
You don't attach your nipples to, like, a car battery and turn up the juice or anything like that?
No, I don't.
Okay. Darn.
No.
Not, oh, well.
Not yet, I guess. No, okay.
Are you a boxers or briefs man?
Briefs. I just got used to it. But I would like to try going for boxer briefs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. What is the gayest thing you've ever done?
Let me see. Okay. It's pretty much like a proclamation. Marching in a gay pride parade.
Okay.
That's the gayest thing, I guess. Wearing a pink hat. They just give out pink hats. And okay, just wear it. And then throw beads and stuff like that. It was fun.
Okay.
And... that's pretty much it. The gayest thing I've ever done, I guess, yeah.
Oh, you're still young, Padawan.
Uh-huh.
All right, now, be honest. Can you quote 10 minutes of The Wizard of Oz or Color Purple at the drop of a hat?
I could remember in The Wizard of Oz, I'm melting. No, wait. What is that? Yellow Brick Road. I can't sing it. I'm too shy.
Okay, well, then yeah. Let me ask you this. When you hear a Dolly Parton song on the radio, does the world have to stop so you can hear the whole thing?
No, I don't listen to Dolly Parton. Oh, my God.
And when you see that Steel Magnolias is on television, do you stop whatever you're doing and
okay, yes.
watch it?
Yes, I would. I'd like to see that part then. Don't move! I lost the contact lens!
Yep, you're gay. Okay. Final question.
All right, okay.
Is there a dream that you have yet to achieve that you're still striving for?
Oh. Let me see. Oh, okay. Just
anything.
Kind of dream?
Anything. Any type of dream. Is there any dream that has yet to be fulfilled in your life that you're still striving to reach?
Win the lottery? No.
Oh, who doesn't?
Okay, who doesn't? Let me see. Well, eventually live with my partner who is now living in New Orleans. Well, mm-hmm. he's there teaching there, and then eventually actually living together. That's
Aww.
Pretty much a long-term... whatever you call it, yeah. Long-term plan. That's a dream. Yeah, that would be
Aww,
great.
Sweet.
Oh, sweet. Yep.
Well, thank you for allowing me to actually embarrass you in front
All
of
right,
the whole entire listening
okay.
audience. Yeah, happy 40th episode there, Maynard.
Okay, thanks. I'm going to edit it out. No, I'm kidding. Okay. But keep it fresh.
Don't
okay.
you dare.
Okay.
So today is January 31st.
Okay.
And we have a listener out there by the name, his screen name is Keanu Bear on Bear 411 and also on Live Journal.
Keanu Bear.
Today's his birthday.
Okay.
And he probably may have noticed if he's listening to this episode that we played a little bit of his music, actually, at the top of the show.
That's right.
He is a musician. He's a very talented musician. And I just wanted to say to him, Happy birthday!
Happy birthday, Keanu Bear!
And
it's
also
John Ashfield. Wait, I'm showing the CDs. Yep, he's got CDs Distance to Empty and what else? Harmony Bunny. Yeah,
yep.
Okay. Check it out,
he
guys.
He does have CDs available, yes.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And I also want to give a happy belated birthday to my friend Steven up in Alaska. He's known as Fenris on Live Journal.
Yeah,
happy
Fenris.
Birthday, Steven.
Happy birthday, Fenris, also. Yeah, I'm actually taking a video now of our conversation. Okay, hold on. Hold on, Roy. I'm going to show something to the audience.
Okay.
I got this from Cap Cafe Press. I'm just going to open this today.
Ooh, what are you opening?
I'm opening this. Doo-doo-doo. It's my...
Dildo?
No, it's not a dildo. Gosh, it's my B-Talk shirt.
Ooh. Hey.
Yep, it's the B-Talk
Our brothers
shirt.
At B-Talk.
Yep. Shout
there's
out, guys.
Cute guys in, there's some cute guys in that show, too.
Yep. Yeah, very. Cool. I like Joel, especially. Joel. Hey, Joel. Hey, Shannon.
Oh, I love Shannon.
Yeah, and who else? Jeff and Jason. And who else did we use? Kurt. Okay. Shout out, guys. Thanks for the shirt.
Cool.
All right. I just finished videotaping that one. Oh, that's cool. Anyway, we're still recording, so keep going.
Hooray for live podcasting.
I know.
So, anything big coming up? Do you got any plans for the Super Bowl, by the way?
Yes, actually, it's coming. When is Super Bowl? It's coming Sunday.
It's this Sunday.
Yeah, we're going to visit friends of ours, John and Palima. We're going to watch it there. Probably sing karaoke while waiting.
Yeah, I have no idea what I'm doing yet. All I do know is that I want Seattle to win. So I'm rooting for Seattle in this show. So got to support the West Coast, West Side. So
of course, definitely.
So, but yeah. So I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm probably just gonna like crash at my pad or something. I have no idea. Either that, or I might go actually venture out to one of the bars to go see it or something like that. So I don't know.
Well, good for you. You're going to go to the bars and get drunk. Well, we're going to do the same.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, you drink beer no matter what on Super Bowl Sunday, so it doesn't matter where you get drunk. So
yeah, that's right.
And then I got actually something very exciting happening next week. As I mentioned before on the show, I'm a member of SF Movie Bears.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Which is a great organization here in San Francisco. My friend Dave is the guy who was one of the co-founders of SF Movie Bears. They just recently teamed up with Castro Bear Productions. He can be contacted at CastroBearSF@AOL.com. And he is able to get these great promotions for us. And he has come up with this wonderful promotion next week on Tuesday where we have been invited to go see all three Final Destination movies back to back to back.
Oh, wow. aren't you guys going to get hungry after that?
Well, there will be some pauses in between so we can go to the refreshment stand and stuff like that. But I'm juiced. I'm already psyched up about it. Anybody who knows me knows I love the Final Destination movies. Mm-hmm. Right? They absolutely scare me. I am so stoked about Part 3, and it's for the oddest reason, because the film actually deals with a natural terror of mine, which is the fear of falling off of a roller coaster.
Oh, God. Yeah, I saw the previews in that one. That's really scary.
And, this movie deals with that, and that's what I love about Final Destination, is that it deals with natural fears that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an event that he's set up, and what's great is with his partnership with the SF Movie Bears, in order to take advantage of these events that Castro Bear Productions is setting up, you have to actually be a member of SF Movie Bears. So if there's anybody who's listening to this show who is in the Bay Area, or he's going to be going to the Bay Area, or is going to be moving to the Bay Area, or anything like that,
mm-hmm.
and want to get involved with these great productions, they recently also went to go see Terrence Malick's The New World before it was released theatrically. Now we're doing the Final Destination trilogy. There's all sorts of great things that are being planned in the future. You have to sign up for SF Movie Bears, and you can do that by going to www.sfmoviebears.com. Tell Dave that Excalibur sent you.
Yeah. How many people are we talking about here? How many members right now?
I think last time I heard we're at 300 members and counting. I think.
Gosh. Wait, it's a huge all 300 guys are going to be there in the theater?
No, not necessarily. it depends on the film, to be honest with you. Okay. But, we have, with SF Movie Bears, Dave sets up all these great polls about what movies we should go see, and we have, meetings. And as a matter of fact, tomorrow night, I can't attend it, and I'm so upset that I can't attend this. They're actually going to a screening of the movie Transamerica, and they're going to be meeting with one of the San Francisco's most notoriously famous drag queens, Peaches Christ, who hosts this great movie series over the summer called Midnight Mass. I've had the pleasure of meeting Peaches Christ once, and she is phenomenal. I love her. And
Midnight Mass?
It's called Midnight Mass. It's basically midnight screenings of movies. Mm-hmm. With the Midnight Mass, and you get a chance to make fun of the movies and stuff, a la, like Rocky Horror Picture Show and stuff. But Peaches Christ also owns the theater that Transamerica is playing at, which is the Bridge Theater. And Peaches Christ loves the SF Movie Bears and has absolutely no hesitation in promoting the SF Movie Bears as well, which is great. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, I should be able to join you guys in that movie night. When is the movie night? During IBR?
It's actually going to be the Wednesday before IBR starts.
Oh, I won't be there yet. I won't get to watch it.
So if there's people who are coming in early to IBR, they'll be able to attend the event with the SF Movie Bears. And that movie, again, is The Pink Panther with Steve Martin.
Mm-hmm.
So
many things happening. Wow.
Yes. Speaking of IBR, I don't have an IBR update this week because we don't have the time for it. So I will come back next week with, or the next episode, actually, with an IBR update.
All right.
So are there any other bear runs coming up that you want people to know about here later?
Let me see. Actually, not really, but there is one in Albany, New York. And it's going to be sometime in March.
Mm-hmm.
I've been communicating with Jim. He's Ayum Pear in LiveJournal, and we've been exchanging emails. He might be in the next show, probably.
Sweet.
I might be able to have him in the show, and we'll talk about their event in Albany, New York.
Cool.
Yeah, if you guys want to check out his website, it's bearalbany.com, guys. Okay. Yeah, so let me see what else. That's pretty much it that I have right now.
Okay, and I also want to let everybody know in advance that if they do want to meet me in person at IBR, I'm actually going to be helping out BearDar.com during IBR. They've asked for me to help out, and I have agreed to help promote their website.
Yeah,
so,
we'll pass by. I'll pass by. I'll say hi to Vito.
Yes, you'll see me hanging out with Vito at his booth a lot during IBR. So, mm-hmm. And if you have not checked out BearDar yet, check it out, www.beardar.com. It's a great site. Mm-hmm. Sign up for it. It's free right now. You don't have to pay for a membership right now. It's free because it's in beta testing mode. It won't officially launch until IBR. Yeah. Go get yourself an account.
Yeah, just check it out, guys. It's beardar.com. And also, he's got a blog. A podcast.
Yes, he does, yes.
Yeah, he does. So it's also there's a link there in beardar.com. To Vito's podcast, so you guys can check it out. I'll put the link on the website, so you guys can check it out. All right, so I guess that's it for now. Wow, we did a lot today. Well, it's been sad and also been happy, and there's so many things going on, and there are things that I guess these things happen for a reason, and
they do. Yes.
Yeah. So. All right, so thank you guys for listening. This you can. Send your comments to bearchaser@bearpodcast.com through email, or you can leave your voice comments. We would really welcome voice comments so we could play it in the show. It's 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. And the official website is www.bearpodcast.com.
And you can reach me at xcalibear at gmail.com. I almost forgot my email address.
Yes.
Email me your opinions on the Academy Awards. Do you think they're political as well? I'm more than happy to open up to conversations on that. And you can also contact me at bear411 as EDG5574 or at beardar.com as xcalibear.
Yes. All right. So I guess that wraps it. Thank you very much, guys.
That wraps it up for the 40th episode. Just think 10 more away till it's 50.
That's right. Gosh. Well, we'll keep going until we're dead.
Oh, dear.
Oh, by that time, you'll have your own podcast. You'll be doing, you're planning to do one, right?
I am, yes. I'm working on mine, on the concept and getting the equipment and everything as we speak. So.
Yeah, that'd be great.
When it's official, I will announce it on this show. Don't worry, gang.
Okay. All right. Thank you guys for listening. Many wolves and many hugs.
Hasta pasta. So small.